Yo, what up, street togs, street gods, Bitcoin cut up lip logs. Eric in the house, your chief correspondent. 20 Bitcoin map black. Gonna be the next for future. So funny, it's like actually like funny enough, I actually really like the rapper Future. I think I mean, A, you know, he's pretty handsome. B, he's pretty consistent. He's had good longevities. But, you know, certainly doing all the drugs and stuff like that ain't good for, good for thinking, but whatevs, okay. So, some thoughts. Okay, so, one of the benefits, blah, iPad Pro, 11-inch, no case, no pencil, is it kind of gives you a chance to actually flesh out your thoughts. So, what people don't understand about blogging, vlogging, etc. is effectively, it's I call it meta thinking, right? Like, you blog and stuff like that in order to flesh out your thoughts. And the reason why I find this to be such a critical thing is that, like, everyone wants to blog, blah, and make a bunch of money, get the ads. It's like, once you're a crypto bit, you're gonna be like chain link trillionaires, then what? Okay, so thinking about starting my own crypto Bitcoin funds. All right, so anyways, so in terms of hedging your bets and stuff like that, starting your own hedge fund, so this that image is not that good. Actually, this one's pretty good. Good selection, Apple teams. Yeah, kind of like that one. Pretty nice. How do I undo this thing? It's always so annoying. It's like, yeah, kind of like this image here too. Morning. You know, starting my own crypto fund is it is. So currently speaking, I mean, my personal opinion is come on, Apple Photos team, update the images. I've done seen these pictures like a trillion times. All right, this one, photo critique. All right, so the critique is, you see that stuff there, distracting, get rid of that. You look pretty good. I just keep it simple, silly. Okay, so speculating about the future. Okay, so I'm really big into like Bitcoin and Chainlink. The hard thing about giving people investment advice is it's kind of hard to follow through. My Steve Jobs in the flesh, or Kim in the flesh. Consult EKs, Eric at erickim.com. Send me your thoughts. Okay, so I'm gonna become the new So some thoughts. It looks like actually Singapore is like the new London or the new hub for finances. So shout out to my friend Bing, who first got me into the crypto game, maybe like 2017, I think. He told me about Digibyte, DGB, and also crypto, Bitcoin, Polyonyx, whatevs. His prediction ended up being wrong, but and also shout out to A8, who's the crypto whale, who told me about Chainlink. So the reason why I like the Bitcoin trillionaires, Matt Black Bitcoins is, I don't know, I feel like it belongs to me, or it was made for me, or something I believe in. First, to use Cindy's language, academic, it's legible. Legibility. Everyone knows what a Bitcoin is now. Even the rapper Royce da 5'9". All these rappers talk about Bitcoin. All right. So, I mean, I had some revolutionary thoughts a while back. Like, you work at Amazon, Facebook, the Googles, whatevs. stop buying those US dollars. Just start hoarding your Bitcoins. I mean, impossible to know what's going to happen with the next election cycle, but my first thought is, so the all-time high for Bitcoin was $65,000. That's the target price. I mean, currently speaking, and this is a funny thing that, like, something I learned about human nature. People think in round numbers. So, for example, like, why is it that the world record for the deadlift was first Eddie Hall, 500 kilograms, specifically 500, and then Half Thor, 501 kilograms, right? Like, why not, if you use the standard system, 1,000 pounds, right? So even for me, right, my goal was to Atlas lift 1,000 pounds, done, did that, right? But technically, if I thought in terms of kilograms, while I'm working, right? So if I thought kilograms, this is the heck, onto the platform park. That's how you know you use a real insider. Yeah. You can't control me. I know that we the new slaves. I know that we the new slaves. I'm about to. I'm going Bobby Pichet. Okay, so, Oh, so, anyways, people think around numbers, right? So, like, if I was thinking kilograms, maybe I would have been like, oh, I want to lift, I don't know, 400 kilograms. Or 500 kilograms, etc. So one of the best ways to break through plateaus and barriers is that switch between kilograms and pounds and metrics. And also the funny thing too is with centimeters. So every American man strives to be 6 foot tall or taller, right? But the funny thing is in Korea, it's very specific, 180 centimeters, because people like round numbers, right? So for example, Bitcoin is like, it's kind of like hovering around 50,000. Good morning. It's around, hovering around, like, people's like waiting for it to go hit back that 50,000 a Bitcoin mark. I re-got a bunch of Bitcoins and then like maybe back in 43 a Bitcoin or something, I forget. But anyways, market timing is not so critical if you think long term. So the all-time high is 65,000 Bitcoin. People want to do that. And you know, I wouldn't be super shocked to see it eventually go back to 65, then curve out to 70, 75, 80, eventually 100. My personal thought is, you know, in the future, like, people like, how many M's are you worth, right? In the future, people won't be like, how many Bitcoins are you worth? How many bits are you worth? How many coins are you worth, right? Just rewatch John Wick. You know, there's the whole world. There's not US dollars. It's just those metaphorical coins. You need coins that have access to payment than this, right? So I think John Wick 1, the OG John Wick, is a good metaphor for, you know, currency, the philosophy of money, the philosophy of John Wick, or Kim as the money theorist, Bitcoin crypto theorist. And actually, studying sociology and self-employed entrepreneur, self-thinking philosophy, it's actually a good understanding. So, like, actually, people, I remember when I say sociology, people are like, you're gonna be poor, you're gonna either be a teacher or a social worker. And I'm like, I mean, I like it. That in the long term, having a soft skill was actually better, because I done dodged the, you know, let's say I studied computer science, I probably would be still Slavic to the Googles or something right now. And it looks like computer science as a discipline, it's kind of falling a bit out of vogue. Like, it's more about, and then we done seen all the trends that are right now. It's AI, right? And it's gonna, sooner or later, it's gonna be something else, right? But this is where, like, the humanities, quote unquote, soft skills, or I call it, like, not soft skills, call it, like, I mean, think about, like, bamboo, right? Bamboo is super hella strong, but also is very flexible. So let's just call it, like, bamboo. I like bamboo, and bamboo is super effing strong. So, like, call it bamboo skills, right? So sociology has been good because I could apply it to everything: economics, monies, life, philosophy, whatevs. Even the reason I studied sociology was, essentially, it's like philosophy in disguise. It's like practical philosophy to everyday life. The reason why I'm so into stoicism is, you know, don't trust nobody who taught metaphysics, because they eventually believe in aliens and stupid stuff like that. Stoicism is like a practical, pragmatic, like, you could actually practice it, rather than a lot of these stupid metaphysics, people like fucking aliens and, you know, levitating and shit. I'm like, come on, get out of here, right? And also don't trust somebody who's a vegetarian or vegan, unless it's for ethical, you know, religious reasons. I'm like, once again, like, people can be cool with it, right? But then what, why is it that, like, every, you know, self-righteous vegans trying to get every carnivore like me to stop eating meat, but I ain't finna, like, go out and, like, like, be like, yo, you should stop eating vegetables. Vegetables are bad for the planet. He's like, oh, yeah, but look at the studies of Bill Gates. I'm like, did you look at Bill Gates? Did you see the just Google images, Elon Musk, the quickest way to kill your boner, you know, Bill Gates, fat gut spilling over, right? So don't trust him. And also Bill Gates, he had a relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. And also Bill Gates has been accused of the sexual misconduct. And yeah, so just ChatGPT, ChatGPT-4, you can even Google it, right? List of famous people associated with Jeffrey Epstein. Probably all low-key sexual predator bad peoples, right? So keep them away. It includes Bill Gates, right? And I mean, like, come on, Bill Gates, why he divorced with Melinda Gates? Because he was, like, you know, doing sexually inappropriate things with other women. I mean, a little birdie also told me that Eric Schmidt, ex-Google CEO, used to have like a hidden penthouse, something like that, and he would just have these like young women sign NDA forms and sleep with them, whatever, right? But anyways, so the secret way to steer clear of any sexual scandal thing is, just reserve your spunk for your wife. But also, like, it's simple, right? Like, let's say you have kids, right? Like, don't do nothing, like, in private or public or whatever that you wouldn't be happy of your kid, your son, your daughter knowing about. Even one thing that Kanye said that was kind of quite stirring for me was, I forget which interview, but, something like that, is that, like, he might have said in the Alex Jones InfoWars interview where Kanye was like, essentially Instagram is like child pornography. And ever since he said that, you look at TikTok too, it's like animated SFW pornography of young girls trying to get famous through kind of sexualizing their body. Like, it's actually very disturbing, right? I see, like, even like a lot of young girls right now, like, getting and stuff. It's actually extremely disturbing. Not for that. So the question too, right? Once you have a daughter, you have a boy, whatevs. You have a kid, things change. So let's say you had a daughter, right? Don't matter how rich or whatevs, you right? Even apparently Steven Spielberg, he adopted a girl, right? I don't know, she African-American or Latino or something, I'm not sure, right? But even apparently his adopted daughter got into pornography because she wanted to, quote, make it on her own without the dad's money. But it don't matter what parent you is, right? Ain't no parent on planet Earth, maybe besides Kim Kardashian's mom, who seems like not a good one. Why would you ever allow or permit or feel good about your own blood, flesh, daughter being in pornography or porn, making, trading your body for monies? It's, not good. And actually, talking about the sacred versus the profane, there are certain things that one just does not do. It doesn't matter if you're atheist, don't believe in God, whatever, right? So, like, ain't nobody finds it fitting, like, if somebody's buried in the ground, for you to piss on their grave. Kanye and some other rapper actually have a have a funny rap music video. It's like, piss on your grave, right? So, like, ain't nobody, regardless of how irreverent they is, right? No one's gonna, you know, why would you urinate on the grave of somebody dead, even your worst enemy? That's just one thing that one does not do, right? It's so the difference between the sacred and the profane. There are certain things that you don't just do, irregardless of how much money you make. So sacred is like your body, like even Jesus, like your body is a temple, right? So so like you know, It don't matter how many trillions of dollars someone offer to utilize your hands, your feet, your, you know, your pee-pee, your butthole, your vagina, your mouth, your ears, your face, your eyes, whatevs, right? Like, infinite do it for $1 trillion, $100 trillion, $100 trillion times 65. There are certain things that one just does not do, right? And so I think that's where ethics, ethos, is quite robust. It's like, don't ask if it's legal or not, because you could always gain the legality. Just ask yourself, is it ethical or not? And once again, ethics is super simple. Once you get a kid, have at least one kid, ideally two. There's a reason why we have two lungs, two kidneys, two eyes, two ears, two hands, two feet, two legs. We don't have two hearts yet. Maybe somebody could do some plastic surgeries and do that. So having two. So like for my thought about success, have at least two kids, happy family, sleep good, sleep 8 to 12 hours a night, exercise daily. It's pretty easy. Walk a lot. Live in Culver City, downtown Culver City, the arts district. You finna be happy. Boom, done deal. I just done solved your life issues. But anyways, so yeah, I think going back to the crypto thoughts, right? So cryptographic truth, the blockchain, blah blahs, right? So I think the best way to think about it is a ledger. Imagine like a Google Sheets, Excel spreadsheet that's just public on the interwebs. The Bitcoin core, right? Did it is? You could apparently just download all the recently documented things like on the you know, Bitcoin blockchain. I don't even know if we should call it blockchain. We'll call it something else, right? But every single Bitcoin transaction on the internet, let's just call it the interwebs, right? The internet. You can download it as like a text file, I think. Only 500 gigabytes of like all human recorded history of the Bitcoins last decade as just the text only files. Just download it to your laptop or your computer. And it's crazy because the reason why it's so innovative is, let us consider, like 500 gigabytes, that's half a terabyte, right? You could buy a single terabyte flash drive, the fast one, on Amazon for like what, $70, $80? So for around $30-$35, the price of a sandwich and a juice at any grocery store, don't eat lunch, don't eat breakfast, only one massive 100% carnivore meal a day, aim for 4 to 5 pounds of meat, just go to Costco. They actually have a top sirloin picanha, only $6.99 a pound. We got some, it's pretty good, but still I think the lamb is better. The leg lamb roast from Costco, from imported from New Zealand, it's like $5.50 a pound. The reason why I think the roasted lamb leg thing imported from New Zealand is actually, it just tastes better. My theory is lamb, it's more difficult to mass industrialize, process and harvest them. And also like New Zealand, it's like all like green and more organic and stuff than the States. So I think just maybe the overall nutritional density and the quality of the meat is probably better. Anyways, so yeah, and just work out every day, lift weights, do it at your home gym, or just join a random gym, just do some yoga, hot power yogas, whatever, it's all good. So anyways, you can download the whole history of it all to your laptop, right? And assuming you have a fast enough internet connection, download 500 gigs, don't take too long. One of the best tips I have, you have fucking Spectrum, which is a POS, you know, get gigabit internet. That's only my only regret that it is. And just pay for the maximum, most expensive thing. And just best car is 2010 Prius. Just get it used on Craigslist, owner only. Get it in white or whatever colors. I just actually ordered some 3M matte black vinyl wrap. I just Googled it, bought some, used my PayPal balance to do it. And I'm like doing a ghetto job wrapping my Prius. And actually it's super fun. One of the great things about wrapping your own car, like people understand, it's like really easy. It's just like a huge sticker. You use an X-Acto knife or a scissor to cut it into different shapes and you can stretch it. And I mean, if you want to do a good ass job, essentially you need, a heat gun. I'm not gonna drop $100 on a heat gun, F that, right? So anyways, one of the good upsides and stuff like that is then, just wrap your car yourself. I think it's better to do a poor job yourself than a proper job and have somebody else do the labor. Because ultimately, humans is funny because, was it, who coined it, the IKEA effect? I forget, one of the behavioral economists. So the IKEA effect is that when you don't build something yourself, even though it's not that good, you have more pride in it. So that's where I think more people should change their oil, Mobil 1, gas, even though it's more inefficient. Like, build your own tables, go to Home Depot, just buy a butcher's chopping block, wood, only like $30. Build it yourself, and you're gonna have more pride in it. I think that's the pride of the artisan. But anyways, if you think about more ancient Greek stuff, the artisans, the artists, the technicians were actually seen in relatively like low regards. Like, they're kind of like middle, lower, middle class, etc. The peoples on top were like essentially the heroes, demigod warriors, you know, Achilles, Hector, like the mere mortals, Ajax, Odysseus and stuff like that. So the goal is not to be a technician. Like, even Achilles, when he had his armor made, remade, right? What, the god, the lame god, Hephaestus or something, I can't pronounce the name, starts with H, you know, worked his own iron to create the armors. So yeah, I think in modern day times, there's this weird romantic notion that, oh, you want to become an artist. I'm like, nah, you want to go demigod. He's like, Achilles or nothing. He's like, do you want to be Achilles or Hector? Of course you want to be Achilles. No one wants to be Hector. Even, it's funny too, because there's a lot of Latino, Cuban American, Mexican American people named Hector. I've met a lot. And Hector is kind of like, kind of lost. I've never met nobody who's named Achilles, because for some reason in the American consciousness, we have this notion of the quote this notion of quote people watch movies that early. Hector kind of fallen over. No one calls nobody Achilles, because next time somebody gonna be asking, like, what's your name? I'm gonna say my name's Achilles. It's like, yeah, like the Achilles heel, because that's the American consciousness thing, is Achilles fall out of vogue because the Achilles heel. But I think maybe the notion of Achilles heel is a good thing, because every demigod person needs a vulnerable spot. So the story of Achilles and his heel is that he was dipped in the Thetis, his mom goddess, right? He was dipped in the river Styx to become demigod, but apparently the story goes he was dipped in the water and then someone held him by the ankle, right? And so everything was made invulnerable besides his ankle. And then there's like this random story of like Paris, the Hector's brother, right? The degenerate one. I actually wonder if the city Paris in France is actually named after Paris, the degenerate brother of Hector. Anyways, shoots him with a poison arrow and hits him in the ankle, and then Achilles dies because that's his only weak spot. And whenever we watch any good movie or hero battle, blah 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 thing, typically what happens is Typically what happens is, oh yeah, this Nong La, okay, Vietnamese people finna take over. No more Y sons. They took in out the thing here. Go check out this Nong La. Vietnamese coming soon. Maybe I'll vlog it. Look, nice bright red doors. Yeah. Jewish delicatessens, no mores. And then I'll be your Culver City tour guide, guys. And then the infamous I Love Lucy signage here. Wait, did somebody... Or no, that's her hand? Oh, that's her hand. I thought that was graffiti. Look, Ricky Ricardo, Babalu, Culver City Desilu. Even has the address 9336. David Bardol, Francois Bardol, Proto Science, 2019, right? Yeah. I love Lucy the Lugubus, okay? So anyways, so yeah, Achilles is good. Everyone wants to become Achilles. So yeah, and I think the reason why Achilles is kind of an interesting character, right? Is that, yeah, having like a certain degree of like anger and fury and, you know, whatevs, it's perhaps it's a positively good thing. Sometimes the mistake where people make is that like, oh, you want to be so good and virtuous. Like, I'd rather be an Achilles and be super, you know, kind of like a bad, quote, evil person than to be a meek Christian father. Yeah, so I think, you know, I'm Catholic, Christian, Korean American Catholic, born in 88. Yeah, I think, I mean, it's funny because I like being Catholic. Being Catholicism is good. It's essentially the Holy Roman Empire version 2.0 or 3.0. Like, just go to the Vatican. The Vatican's like its own little mini Illuminati. Priests hold the power, right? Don't be Protestant. Protestants, yeah, he's too many emotions and feelings. maybe the best way we should think about priests, like Catholic priests, like assassins, right? Because you're not allowed to have sex and, you know, have a wife and kids and stuff like that. And yeah, it is true that Catholicism, a lot of the priests don't have all these sexual scandals, really, really bad. I think they should be ousted, not protected by the church. But alas, I mean, all these institutions are bad institutions, right? And yeah, so don't trust nobody who's part of Jeffrey Epstein's crew, Bill Gates, all these other weirdos, right? Anyways, so yeah, and I think I think Bitcoin gonna pop back to 55, 56, 65, 70, 70, 80. I remember when I was so ignorant at the Bitcoin news, like my personal thing is like the rotisserie thing is like set it and forget it. So even when I originally put 20,000 and then I wrote it up to 200,000, I just had a few Bitcoins. And then I didn't even know, right? And then people's checking this, like, oh, do you know Bitcoin's worth $65,000 a Bitcoin? And I done got into Bitcoin at 6,000 a Bitcoin. I'm like, oh, that's cool. And I just looked at the balance. I'm like, cool, I could buy a Lambo now, right? And the ultimate takeaway point was funny because once you could afford to buy the Lamborghini, right? 250K. Suddenly it lost its appeal for me. I'm like, so the funny thing I learned about life is once you could afford something and it's no longer appealing or interesting to you, it's actually a sign, a signal that it's not worth it. And like even now, I could buy all the Teslas in the world, all the iPhones, stuff like that, but I still have a ghetto ass iPhone SE, beat up. And also one of my proud points is in my whole adult life, how old am I? 35, right? My whole adult life, I've never purchased a car for more than $3,500 USD. The last car I got was for free, the 2010 Prius I inherited from the family. Dropped about 5K in it to fix it up, and now it runs like a champ. And matte black wrapping it, satin black Rust-Oleum paints, super litty like a titty, right? So the reason why I find all this so interesting and critical is that ultimately, the ultimate philosophical question is like, what's the point of wealth? Once you're a crypto trillionaire, then what? So then after that, then, yeah, it's leisure, otium, negotium. The opposite of otium, leisure, is negotium, which means negative otium. And, you know, people, they used to think about work, right? Like, ain't nobody want to work, right? Like, and then it's kind of weird in America is that, you know, there's this cult of, like, work and, you know, capitalism, work is the new world religion. In order to be virtuous, go to a metaphorical heaven, which is happiness in disguise, right? Happiness is the promised heaven. You work super effing hard and you have to self-flagellate yourself and whip yourself into productivity to make a bunch of monies in order to purchase the happiness. But having more money doesn't make you more happy. There is a set limit. My thought is The set limit is once you could afford rent, and once you could afford scrumptious meals to Costco, dropping $500 on meat and not even thinking about it twice, then use Super Rich. So yeah, let us set a limit on these silly monetary things. And then when it comes to the cryptos, the Bitcoins, the Chainlinks, etc., the joy speculation is do it for funsies.